This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, how are you? It seems like it's been a hot minute since we last spoke, but man, the times are flying. People are enjoying things. Summer is coming to an end. If you have not already determined that it has come to an end, depending on your kid's school schedule, or maybe you have just been sitting back and enjoying the music that we have been sharing here at Safety FM on the Gene Allen Show or Safety FM Mini, however you want to take a look at it, as we've been doing the things that we do. So anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and fantastic in your neck of the woods, because it's always important to talk about some of the things that is going on. So with that being said, we are recording this bad boy on the 23rd of August of 2022. Yes, this one is not a live one. I am actually doing this as a recording, as it's going to drop here in the next couple hours or so. But I will tell you that this week has been interesting, even though it is still just Tuesday. I have already realized that the subject matter that we needed to talk about is doing something that most people don't consider doing. And maybe we should talk about what is the reason why people don't do it. And listen, it applies to all walks of life. It can apply to anything that you want it to apply to. So maybe that's what we should talk about today. And I'm talking about practicing gratitude. And maybe you're asking your question of, is it beneficial? And maybe gratitude and how to give a little back. But let's not get too far ahead. I will tell you, I've had the opportunity to interact with some of the most well-known speakers in the safety industry, and it's been amazing when I'm able to sit down with them one-on-one, and one of the biggest things that they always tell me is to be grateful, to show gratitude to the things that have occurred, and that has been some of the things that have made them the person that they are today. So let's talk a little bit about this. In a world where so many people are given unearned privileges while others suffer undeservingly, being told to be grateful, well, can come off a little bit condescending if you really think about it. But beyond empty platitudes and friendly remarks, are these real tangible benefits to expressing gratitude, or is it just a nice thing to say or nothing else? I mean, I always wonder about that when you sit back and think about it, go, well, should we say something or not say something? I mean, there's so many things in life that we sit back and think about and go, is it worth our while? So is it what we think it is? Maybe that's the first thing. So first off, yes, it is. There is empirical evidence from many psychological studies that practicing gratitude is indeed helpful on many levels, but isn't so much of a boost of dopamine or serotonin in the brain as it shifts the way that we perceive interpersonal relationships for the better. When we realize that no matter how independent and self-reliant we may be, we still benefit from others' acts of kindness, love, friendship, and it signifies a change in perspective. Think about that. Think about the simplest thing that somebody can do and how it's changed your perspective for a day, or so on. And I'm talking about something as simple as somebody holding the door open for you, maybe getting you your favorite donut. I don't know why I went with donut. I just went with donut. So that's some stuff to think about. From a symptom base of mutual, well, reciprocity, you know, when we're reciprocating from each other, that's the way that it looks. From the very close Ayn Rand objective philosophy, where people only consider to help each other only because they expect the same in return, is to, well, another one. So, I mean, I don't know. I never want to help somebody out because I'm expecting something in return. Is that how you think about it? I mean, I'm just asking the question. Listen, it's just you and me here, so nobody's going to hear what your answer is. What are you thinking there? Anyways, a system where our actions are motivated by general faith in mankind is not naivety, because a lot of people always consider that. But where we see everyone is, inherently good. Maybe that's the way that we should look at it. But one where we are thankful to our friends and family for spending time with us, believing in us, and now aware of the fact that they don't have to, but they choose to. And I think that sometimes we tend to forget about that people don't have to be nice to you. They go out of their way to do so because they want to. So it is precisely to recognize the agency and choice that people make for these significant things to turn out warrants gratitude. I mean, think about it. If somebody went out of their way to help you, that's at least, I will say, minimum standard of being grateful for what they did. It works out both ways. Acts of friendship and kindness don't require gratitude. These people won't stop doing kind things if you don't thank them. But if you do come across kind of, well, I'll say assholish on this show, which is normally not language that we use, but we'll do it anyways today, which in turn makes the gratitude all the more valuable and meaningful. I mean, if you think about it, if you really go out of your way to show how thankful you are for something. So humans work this way. Maybe that's something that I should talk about here. So there is also another much more pragmatic reason for why gratitude is so important. It is the basis of human society. I mean, think about this for a moment. Think about how important it's been when somebody has thanked you for something. If you think about it, all humans collective larger than the one single family, that is, well, or anything equal or larger than a tribe, are based on trust. Trust that we can sacrifice a bit of our freedom for increased security, prosperity, and happiness. Therefore, we cannot have the necessary trust if we do not practice some form of gratitude to upkeep it. Think about it. Gratitude is also a way to recognize one's advantage in life, even if others do have it much better than us. Think about how if we show gratitude on how important it can be. Many of us have heard the old line of there are kids starving in other countries when they didn't want to eat their vegetables. While it sounds corny, it is true. Think about it. Obviously, this shouldn't be used as guilt people into, you know, certain behaviors. We just call that dark psychology. But also, it's a reminder that life isn't as bad as often as one thinks. In short, gratitude is also the grease that lubes up the squeaky wheels. Then we, we're a little bit shin to keep the cars and paint a little bit clean, and the oil keeps the pan from being well seasoned. I mean, think about it in that particular fashion. Gratitude is the upkeep of all relations. It costs nothing, not even your pride, the way of sucking up to someone does, and it was a great way to surprise someone else with positivity. I mean, think about going out of your way just for a moment when something out of the ordinary occurs and showing that you're thankful. So if I'm going to wrap this up and bottom line it and give it to you in a big bow, this is what it would sound like. So is practicing gratitude beneficial? Well, the answer would appear to be yes. Gratitude has a positive effect on mental health, physical health, relationships, and work performance. It's also associated with increased happiness and well-being. If you're looking for a way to improve your life, start by noticing the things around you, your family, your friends, and what you have in your life, and appreciate it. Think about it in that fashion, and maybe we can start talking about something else relatively soon. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, for this episode of The Jay Allen Show. I know, a little bit different than most, but hey, that's how we like to keep it around here, because we want to talk about safety. We want to talk about all concepts and things that are important to what we do for work. And being thankful and grateful is a huge part of it. Think about it for a moment, and you might see where exactly this will take you. Anyways, don't worry. We'll be back with another episode of The Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.